Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
844, 16 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The search continues at the Hard Rock Hotel construction site. The collapse that happened there, we're hearing that the cranes there now are unstable. I don't know if they know what they're going to do. David Hammer joins us now, our friend, WWL-TV investigative reporter. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
In terms of the latest, do we even know, or do they even know what they're going to do yet?
It doesn't sound like they've made a decision exactly how they're going to proceed. They've got these folks who were the engineers who looked at the site at the Twin Towers after 9/11, taking a look at things. There's apparently some debate going back and forth at the Unified Command about how to proceed and whether they should use separate cranes to stabilize the two cranes that are there or take them out. And remember, these cranes are inside the actual building structure, coming up through essentially like elevator shaft areas. So it's still a very kind of tenuous situation.
Do you know if anything's been said about, and I'm going to get to the pool part in a moment, but do you know anything about if they would be able to save anything, or if that's one of those deals, or has anything been said where they tear it all down and start over?
Well, I talked to Brian Trasher, who's a spokesperson for Citadel Builders, which is the general contractor on the job. And that's another one of these decisions that hasn't been made yet, that they apparently have some debate going back and forth and may not be Citadel Builders' decision to make. It sounds like Citadel Builders feels that they can salvage the bottom eight floors and that everything is very structurally sound there, and they'd like to do a demo that would be only a partial demolition down to that level, because you do a demolition from the top down. Mm-hmm. But that is probably not going to be their call. There's going to be, you know, fire marshal, fire department, city safety and permits, OSHA, all of these entities involved in that decision, and that's not been made yet either.
So let's talk about the pool and the theory, I guess, behind that.
Yeah, so this is one of these things. So Katie Moore actually got the jump on this, my colleague over at Channel 4, with notice that they had actually raised that pool from the Rampart Street side with the crane that was closest to Canal Street, and then swung it around, it appears. The details at that point are kind of spotty, and what kind of direct impact this had on the collapse is unknown, but we do know that it was just several hours before the collapse happened that they installed this pool. And there is a pool that is installed on a stable portion of the building on the Canal Street side, away from where the collapse happened. But any number of things could have happened. And it reminds me a lot of the investigation that I did when I was at the Times-Picayune after the Deepwater Horizon incident in 2010. You start getting bits and pieces of pertinent information. You have to cull through a lot of misinformation that's being thrown out there on social media. And you've got to make sure, okay, we can confirm this. And it reminds me a little bit of a report I did in about a week after the Deepwater Horizon incident, saying there was this meeting of the mines on at 11 a.m. before the 10 p.m. explosion, and decisions were made to skip a crucial test, and that ended up being pertinent later on. But when you report these things, you don't know which of these issues may have contributed and how much it contributed. So we're trying to piece that together, and it's going to be a long process. OSHA takes 6 months to do their post-collapse and incident investigations. There's going to be other entities involved in the investigation, and we're just going to try to keep giving as much confirmed information to the public about issues that could have contributed to this.
And for people that don't understand how you could have a pool on a crane, it's basically like a steel I guess it's steel, David, like a steel form or a steel exterior for the pool, and they drop it in place, then they tile it or whatever they have to do and then fill it with water?
Right. There could be a number of composites that were used. We actually don't have the exact details on what components were in the pool that was lifted, the actual entity that was lifted up there and placed in. But there's a number of issues related to how long the concrete that was poured on the upper levels was given to cure. And I asked that question and was told that engineers are still looking at that. A lot of this is, again, another comparison to the Deepwater Horizon rig explosion in 2010, is that for about a week afterwards, it was a search and rescue mission, and there wasn't even any energy being put into determining what caused the accident or the incident. And that's similar to this, where we're getting bits and pieces of information, we're reporting what we can confirm, but knowing exactly what led to it is hard to tell. And certainly what we know is that added a significant amount of weight. It was a large structure that was being moved over the top floors, could have contacted some of the structures and caused things to be unstable. There's any number of issues that could have been caused from a significant lift like that.
All right, we're going to take a break, pick it up here, and we come back. David Hammer, our friend, WWL-TV investigative reporter, he said, Katie Moore first discovered the fact, I guess it was alerted to the fact that a pool was lifted and put in place, I think hours, David, is that right, before this happened?
That's right.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. 6:50, 10 until 9. Here's traffic now on WWL. 8:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Hammer, WWL-TV investigative reporter, about the impact the pool that was lifted to the rooftop could have had in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel construction site. And going to Chester Pool Systems, commercial stainless steel pool or aluminum pools for hotels, condominiums, apartments, hotel fitness centers, or other high-rise structures. David, had there been any indication that there were any kind of foundation problems with the building before this happened, and not necessarily the pool, but before the collapse happened, or did this just come out of nowhere?
Well, there's a lot of commentary on social media, and we're trying to kind of weed through it right now to determine what you can put some faith in, what you can't, you know, trying to verify various claims about potential structural deficiencies, potential issues, like I said before, with the curing of concrete, potential issues with beams or support columns being further apart than maybe they should have been. But there's a lot of back and forth on that, and we need to look into it a little bit more. As far as foundation issues with the building itself, with pilings and stuff in the ground, that apparently is not an issue. I'm told by a number of engineers who've looked at the structure, both down there in person and, you know, reviewing videos and stuff like that, that really the foundation in the ground is sound. There, we've reviewed a lot of the permits. There's thousands of pages of permits and other documents filed with the city that show that there were actually additional pilings added to make sure that everything was more stable after there were some concerns raised about that. One of the concerns that I also mentioned in my article yesterday is about whether there's financial issues that could have caused corners to be cut, which is something that we saw, and I make another reference to the Deepwater Horizon incident in 2010, not to say that it's directly analogous, but that there's some lessons to be learned from a significant engineering failure like that, where money did come into play. In this case, you have the developers. I actually, back in 2012, investigated this entity. This is Kalis Companies, and it led to one of the members of that company being sentenced to prison for 30 months for graft. They had serious financial problems that caused them to be behind on paying fees, and they were involved in a number of lawsuits with other entities. And you may recall that this project, you know, was like halted for several years. There was very little activity down there after the initial demolition. So,
David, we have to stop here. I hope you come back with us, will you please?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.